League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. I'm your host, Jason Tardick, and welcome to the pre-market trading segment, where I'm going to tell you a little bit about what you can expect from today's episode, an update from the market, and a quick update from my personal life. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please just smash that subscribe button on Apple and Spotify. That really helps us out. And go check out this entire interview on my YouTube page, Jason Tardick, and all of our clips on Trading Secrets podcast page on Instagram. Today's guest is Megan Bonney. Ever heard of this song? I'm looking for abandoned finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Well, one day she decided to sing it into her phone and then post it on TikTok. And all of a sudden, 55 million humans saw it and her life changed forever. She left her job. She got a label deal. She was offered tons of money, but declined it. She's going to tell you in this podcast what she thinks she'll make in a year from now, exactly the structure of that deal, how it works, how much she's going to make on that deal. And you're going to hear a lot of discussion around this whole concept of virality. Now stop. Take a deep breath. Know that anyone in 2024 can go viral. You listening can go viral. It can change your life. This concept has changed the trajectory of a lot of businesses, a lot of just economics of social media, and we all need to know about it because there's no age restriction on who can go viral. It could be anyone, anytime, any place, and it could change your life. So trust me, this is an episode you can't afford to miss. An update from the market. Wow, big shakeup. President Joe Biden is stepping down, and it looks like Kamala Harris will be running now. And the big question mark will be, who is her VP and do the Dems fully get behind her and support her? Now, it looks like the answer will be yes. Who will be the VP is a big question mark, or her running mate. No one knows. But the big thing that I want to talk about is in politics. It's about the impact this has on the overall stock market. We know that the current president, of course, is Joe Biden, and we know that he was running against the former president, Donald Trump. Now, one of the big things here is those were two individuals that have taken office or are in office. So when it comes to the stock market is all based on future expectations given today's information and historical information. So when there is more unpredictability, there is more movement. There is more volatility. So we will see much more shift in the market strictly as it relates to who is running and what their likelihood of winning is just because there's more unpredictability. But you know what? Enough of that. Enough of the politics talk. That's not my thing. My thing is how the numbers will be impacted. Quick update for my life. I was in Nashville. It's fantastic. Rested, recharged, relaxed. I was in Tampa Bay and still am in Tampa Bay this week. I was at the Jake Paul fight on Saturday. Boy, the business and economics behind that is absolutely mayhem. We'll leave that discussion to another episode another time. And right now, let's ring in the bell with the one and only Megan Bonney Trust Fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. Today, we are joined by content creator and the voice behind the viral sensation of Looking for a Man in Finance, 6'5", blue eyes, ever heard of it, who goes by the name of Girl on Couch on social media, Megan Bonney. Prior to going viral for her parody of what girls are looking for in today's dating world, Megan was working a corporate 9-to-5 job. Shortly after her video caught the eyes of millions on social media, she found herself with a music label and brands from all over at her doorstep, wanting to partner with her. Her outlying success to fame quickly emphasized to people everywhere how people are creating and consuming music. music today. We are going to chat with Megan about her experience of going viral overnight, what her career plans are moving forward, and where she sees the evolution of social media and music going from here. Megan, thank you so much for being on Trading Secrets.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
What a wild, wild world it's been for you in the last, what has this been, 2 months?
Yeah, it's been 2 months.
Okay.
Loved your opening.
Yeah, okay.
That's that.
2 months. You got 55 million views on this video you did.
Yeah.
And I saw over 26 million streams or downloads on Spotify for this song.
Yeah, I like can't even keep up, but I think you're right.
I mean, that's fucking crazy.
It's so crazy.
I'm going to get into all the questions that the Money Mafia has. The Money Mafia is our listening base because they're going to want me coming off firing.
Of course.
Like, they want the numbers right away. But I got to start with what life looked like before this happened. So you were doing parodies. You had a couple videos go viral, but nothing like this. And you're working 9 to 5 as a corporate retailer?
I was working in wholesale at like a company called Outer Stuff. They do licensed apparel. So it's really similar to Fanatics.
Yep.
I was selling to mom and pop shops across the US. I wasn't like going out. It was more like e-commerce side.
Okay.
It was very easy job. It was comfortable. It was an amazing company.
Okay.
And then I would come home every day and sit my fat ass on my couch and brain rot on TikTok. And then I just started like posting as a hobby.
Okay. Just for fun.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
And then I like went viral a couple times. So fun. It's honestly addicting going viral.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's very connected to like casino mentality, right?
Like
you 100%. Hit the jackpot, you go back to that casino.
And then you like never hit it again. But anyway, that's beside the point. But yeah, it was really just a hobby before. I had like a small following before I posted this acapella song.
Acapella. Like,
but I had like 130K followers.
Okay.
Like it was so fun. Like,
yeah.
Tiny nano influencer, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I posted that video.
And then things went nuts. I just talked to you before you came on the show. I said, "What are you? Where are you going?" You go, "Europe with David Guetta." We'll get into that. Right now, though, you have a master's from Temple University.
I'm graduating in the fall.
Okay, graduating in the fall. So that's coming. You have a bachelor's at Penn State, and you're doing this wholesaling and corporate retail sales. Talk to me about a career like that for anyone that it might be interested. Like, what can you earn in something like that?
Yeah, so you're definitely not going to earn six figures, especially right off the bat.
Okay.
I mean, when I started, it was like 2019 in the corporate world. So like my salary back then was minute, like tiny, like disgusting. You could not.
Give me an example.
Like 40K.
Okay.
Which like what?
That was my first job out of school.
Yeah.
40K.
Slowly grew up, slowly, you know, with time, you got to ask.
Yep.
You got to be your biggest supporter.
Of course.
Still made under six figures.
Okay.
So I was like, I still had help from my parents. Bless their souls. Thank God I'm lucky enough to have parents who helped me live in Manhattan.
Yep.
But it's like impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Tough. Okay. So you wouldn't recommend this career path for
someone? So
okay.
It completely depends. Like if you have people in your corner who are willing to support what you want to do, then like I say, go with something comfortable, go with a salary job right out of college. It's like the most, it's very comfortable. You learn a lot. I learned so much.
Okay.
But you can't stay at the same company forever.
Okay. Good to know. You did not stay at the same company forever.
No,
so
I did not.
You took that big leap into social media and I can't wait. We'll get into it. But before we do, tell me about the idea of this song. Like, so when you're doing the video, it looks like you have wet hair, like you just got out of the shower.
Yeah, like I'm an idiot. Like, didn't I fucking dry my hair?
Yeah, literally 1/6 of the US population saw you in that moment, which is wild.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think about the Super Bowl, they fill what? I don't know, it's like 70,000 people in the stadium, 54 million saw this. So did you write it? Did you have an idea? Did you have help writing it? How long have you been sitting on it? Tell me about the before.
So I think a week before I posted the acapella Man in Finance.
Yes.
I made a satire video about my best friend. And when she goes on dates and she's one of my only other single friends, I get like anxious because I don't want to lose her as my single companion.
Okay.
But like, I'm obviously happy for her, but like then whatever. And then I like in my mind, I like spiraled and was trying to think of basically impossible and possible traits that men have that, like, I feel like dating today and online dating, it's like ruining everything.
Interesting.
And it's making
Wait, why?
Because I think it's making everyone have like such higher standards than like this is so messed up. But like if I'm on Hinge and I see a guy and he's perfect, he's beautiful, blue eyes, 6'5", but he's like a bartender.
Yeah.
I'm like, immediate ex, even though what if we fell in love and had babies? And
it's like
happy?
There's way too much supply.
Exactly.
Especially
it's too
in New
much
York,
supply.
Right?
It's too much supply, too much demand. It's overload.
Okay.
So I was making fun of those girls who like constantly complain about being single, but then have a laundry list of needs that are impossible.
Yeah.
Like we're not going to find someone who works in finance with a trust fund who's 6'5", blue eyes.
I'm sure you've seen the statistics. It's like literally impossible.
I think it's two men.
It is like two men on the entire planet. But so you come up with this parody. It's from your living experience. It's a little satire. It's funny. What did you like have it all written out? Did you plan like, okay, this is going to be the moment? Like what was that like?
Yeah. So I tried to post like 4 times a week. So after I filmed that initial video about my friend going on a good date and me being like fake happy for her.
Yeah.
I was like sitting on my couch. I smoked my weed pen and I like thought of the lyrics. I just wrote in my notes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. And then I think like a week later I came back. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Came back to it. Had just gotten out of the shower, which I guess, like, I feel like my hair's wet in a lot of my videos. So, like, maybe that's
like a standard thing.
Maybe that's the winning formula.
There you go.
But yeah, I took out my phone. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Started speaking it at first. I was like, I feel like it's not that hard. Like, all I'm looking for is a man in finance with a trust fund and 6'5".
Yeah.
And then I just like kept repeating it over and over. And I was like, oh, like, this is a bop.
This is a bop. So you post it. And then how long did it take for it to just spin out of control?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it was like pretty instant.
And wild.
Like I went to bed, I think it was at like a little over 100K views. I posted it at like 11 a.m., went to bed, 100K views. I was like—
Which is, that's a lot for, just to give perspective. Like at this point, when you see 100K views, you're like, holy
amazing.
Shit.
I have another, it wasn't like holy shit, because I've had videos that have gotten millions of views in the past.
Okay.
But it was never like, they were never trends.
Okay.
It was just like, me reacting to something and having a funny face.
Sure,
or like,
sure.
So I went to bed. I was like, amazing. Did my cute little viral thing today, like this week. So like I can chill for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Go back to work.
Yeah. Literally went back to the work the next day. I was like, oh shit, like, this is kind of blowing up. I woke a couple hours later, a million views. And then I saw the first like DJ remix it. And I was like, oh my God, it's actually good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then at what point did it hit like 10 million?
I think it was less than a week later.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So this just slowly ladders.
Huge, yeah.
Slowly ladders. Week later, 10 million people see it. At what point are you like, okay, this is actually monetizable that I can leave my job?
So luckily I have a best friend who works in the music industry and she was like, you need to do something with this.
This is Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's
gotcha.
The best.
Yeah.
She was like, let me help you. And I was like, please, for the love of God, because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Now, what's her background?
She works at like a boutique music management company.
Okay.
She represents producer, like no one, I don't know if you've heard of them or not.
Yeah.
I don't think I have, but she grew up in New York City, lives in LA, and was so helpful for me, like in that opening period, because I didn't know what I was doing. I put her email, I think, in my bio, and she was like, we have all, like, she was going out, reaching out to labels, put me in front of Atlantic, put me in front of Universal, put me in front of all of the biggest names.
How long after, though? Like, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
So 2 weeks.
I would say, like, a week and a half. I was, like, on meetings 24/7 with music manager, entertainment lawyer, and all these different labels. And then I kept, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, like, I'm down to do this song, but like, I don't want to be a pop star.
Yeah.
Like, I'm.
Did you think you, like, did you think pop star, like,
so
wait, why
only,
would you, wait,
why
wait,
would
wait,
I think that?
And why would you not be down to be a pop star?
Okay, I'll let you know in a second. But like, when I first got these offers, they wanted to sign me as an artist. Like, I don't know what makes them think I could write an album.
Yeah. Okay.
Based on like a couple of rhymes.
Yeah.
But like, honored, I had to pass because like, I've never
eyes.
been, I've never been passionate about like legit songwriting.
Okay.
Like, it's my dream to be writing parody songs on SNL.
Got
That's
it. That's your
big
dream.
Go.
Okay.
So that was crazy that, like, they believed in me that much. So I did a really, like, specific deal that, like, people have never heard of. It's a one song deal.
Okay.
Which doesn't normally happen. So.
All right. Before we get into the one song deal, when maybe even before Amanda starts to help you with this stuff, you're getting just like blown up just like from every which way from this one song, this one video. What is like the most outrageous either dollar amount you got offered for something, or was there like a big celebrity that reached out that you're like, what the hell? Like, what were some of those moments like before you had other people on your team helping you field all this stuff?
I mean, there were so many. It was more like the DJs. It was like the TikTok DJs who were in my DMs being like, how much do I have to pay you to like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and also my dad's a lawyer. So like he got this copyrighted 2 days after I posted it.
Oh, he did.
He was on it.
Got it.
Like, bless his soul.
Okay. So if he did not get that copy written, then anyone can use it.
No, it's like, you have to copyright it within 90 days or 60 days of original publication.
Okay.
Which after that point, I don't know what would have happened. Thank God we were on it.
Okay.
But some DJs wanted to pay me $100K and then to just buy the rights. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did you ever think about taking one of these deals before you had management?
No.
You didn't even blink twice at a $100K deal? Why do you say that with such certainty?
Because $100K sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not.
Yeah.
And I was like, if this random bimbo from Instagram is willing to pay me $100K, then I better get out there and start seeing what legit...
what it's worth.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you get signed, right? So you end up going with, it's the Capital, is it Capital Polydor Virgin Germany?
Yeah. So it's like a German label, a UK team, and a US team, which is like great because it's global now.
And so you signed this record deal.
Yeah.
Or label deal. How long after the TikTok is posted? 3 weeks?
I think it was like 2.5 weeks. It was so fast.
17 days and you're signed to a deal.
I was like, I'm sad.
Okay. Were you, ironically enough, on my way up here, I was giving you a little foreshadow of this and was like, I got to hold this for the podcast. Amanda Hirsch was downstairs and we're talking and she's been on the podcast before. And she had said, you'll have to ask her about UTA. Everyone's saying she's not with UTA. And I said, no, that's the Hawk Tua girl who's not with UTA. But look at how mad you just got mad right there.
Hawk Tua, spit on that thing. Like, I didn't do that. No, she has talent.
There's a lot of facetiousness happening here.
No.
I could see like a live boxing match or something.
Dude, everyone's saying that.
Wait, really? I swear to God, I haven't seen that anywhere.
Of course I'd be down. Like, why wouldn't I be down?
You don't like her?
No. I never said that.
Okay.
I was a little upset when I heard she was signed to UTA. Even though like it's kind of the same thing. We both blew up saying a very short something or other.
Sure.
Mine was able to be transformed into a song.
Correct.
So when I heard that, I was like, what? Like, what? They really just are getting everyone in UTA. Like, I guess it's not like that hard.
Okay. So your frustration was you're just like, you felt special that UTA reached out to you.
Of course.
And then UTA reaches out to her and you're like, I don't feel special anymore.
Like, I guess, but like, I love UTA. They're my saviors.
Interesting. But UTA, get the facts right here. UTA did not sign her, correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll have to explore that. Stay tuned to the recap. We'll try and explore that further. We'll find out. Okay, but UTA does sign you. Do they sign you before or after you do this label deal?
They sign me like in unison. I think I signed with Universal Music, which is like the label.
Yeah.
I was talking to them kind of at the same time.
Okay.
So like it was really... I think I signed with UTA like on the spot. I was like, yep, I'm there. Like, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
17 days after, you put us a video. You got UTA signed. You got a label deal working for you. 17 days after, you're still working your job.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I think it was a week after I posted the video, I was like, I have too many like interviews and too many opportunities right now. Worst comes to worst, I'll quit my job for the summer and I'll start looking again in the fall.
Yep.
So I put my 2 weeks in, but like by that point, I like still had to go into the office for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was like sitting at my desk and I was like,
yeah, yeah.
What the
just
fuck
like,
am I doing here?
Hating
like
your
looking
life.
At my phone, like famous on my phone, and then like sitting at my desk, like, no one.
There's a parody there right there.
Yeah.
Now, but you don't have like a lot of these deals. They work, you know, I run a talent management company. A lot of them could be 90 days receivable, 60 days receivable, 120 days receivable. Music, the payments are extremely delayed. So do you have income that's hit right on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay, you do.
Yeah.
Where's that coming
from? When I signed with Universal for the royalty deal.
Okay.
They paid me up front.
Got it.
And then I
like
an advance.
Okay.
And then I just got a separate advance from a publishing company, Warner Chappell.
Okay.
Huge.
What do you mean huge?
It's just like a big deal.
Like a seven-figure deal?
No, but like...
But much more than the $100,000
deal. Yeah.
Like a $500,000 deal. Can you share?
Nah.
How come?
Because I don't want...
You're like, I'll do that on my TikTok.
No, it's just no one needs to know that.
Okay, I'm gonna guess you don't have to tell me, but am I warm at like 300 or am I not even close? And I'll stop at that.
You're warm, but it's prettier than that.
Okay, got it. All right, you've given me enough. I'll stop there. So with royalties, I know how, like I've talked very openly with my book deal, how much it was, how the advance works, how the royalties per book of profitability work against that. And then if you sell over that, I get like a very small percentage of the advance. Is it similar in the music space?
It is similar, but my managers, like my publishing deal, I'm at like 80%.
Already of the royalties?
Of any like licensing, like when they go out and license the song, they got me like the best deal on earth.
So then once you hit the advance, you can then start earning more. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be like a yearly I think it's like a quarterly check. There are too many things for me to keep track of. Yeah.
That's a great problem
to
have.
I can't tell you exactly.
Yeah.
But I assume I'll be getting checks from the royalty side and the publishing side.
Okay.
For years to come.
You said the word, there's a few moving parts here that I know listeners back home, like, because when we hit like every industry and we try and just understand it because we never get exposure to this. We're not taught this stuff in the classroom. That's kind of like the thesis of this show is like, let's learn this stuff. So I don't know, we just know, or maybe we could pursue a career in it because we're inspired by someone. So you're mentioning a lot of things here in the music industry. I just don't know shit about them. But when you're saying, so there's Universal, but then there's like the label. And you said the word
Universal
publisher.
Is the label.
Okay, so Universal's the label. So what do they do? What does that mean?
They're the ones who are marketing the song right now. I don't know if you saw a flash mob in London.
Yes, I did.
Guerrilla marketing, baby.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So they're in charge of that.
They're in charge of pushing out the song as much as possible. They're the ones who are sending me to Europe so I can get on stage with Guetta.
Okay.
So I can shake my little tush on stage on festivals and all that.
Okay.
And then... I'm like not going to be good at explaining this, but like, I think the publisher are the ones who license the song out so that it can be used in ads. It could be used on Love Island. It could be used on in movies, TV, in ad. Like, yeah, I just said that.
So the publisher then is doing like the licensing stuff.
Yeah, it's rather confusing.
Okay, so you got the label and the publisher, and they're both having a lot of success with this song.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything.
Because I did like a funny little bit, because my background's in finance. I did a funny little video parody you did
and
then I came on. And it got like, I don't know, it's like 2.5-3 million views or something. It like did really well. And now anytime anything happens with your song, I always get a DM from someone that's like, oh, I'll do this. So I saw the flash mob. Okay, so you got UTA, you got the licensing portion, you have the publishing portion, and then you also have income on top of this coming from a video that does 55 million views. Like the
There's
TikTok,
no income.
Doesn't the TikTok Creator Fund pay you for that?
No, dude.
They don't pay
stopped.
You anything?
They stopped because they just changed it right before I posted my video. They changed it to the Creator Fund, or whatever it's called now, you can only earn money on videos that are longer than 60 seconds.
How long is this video?
Like, 12 seconds, 17 seconds.
Oh my gosh. So not a penny from that.
No, not a penny.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it was so frustrating when like the song, like when it was peak viralness and everyone's like, are you making so much money? And I was like, not yet.
Yeah.
Like, not yet.
Interesting.
Soon.
Okay, so that'll come.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So the money then is all based off, which I wouldn't expect, but it's all based on the actual advance from the label.
From the song.
From the actual song.
Which is a joke. Like, it's
which is the wildest part about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fascinating. So then when they do a deal with David Guetta, right? So on Spotify, that's another area that streams. I was going over the numbers this morning. It's amassed over 27 million downloads as of this morning with like different artists that have done the song.
Right. We just released an EP.
Yeah. So is that what they did? They released an EP? So that's why there's like six versions of it?
Yeah. So like my whole thing, like I didn't know it was going to be such a crazy thing. I thought everyone could just post whatever they wanted.
Right.
So it turns out I'm wrong.
Okay.
Turns out like obviously the label needs to like be in on it. And I think we went with like the versions that had the most engagement. And we decided to go with them to drop.
Okay, so I see your five top five at least. There's Man in Finance with David Guetta, Man in Finance G6 Trust Fund. Man
right,
in
that's
Finance,
the OG.
That's the OG. Man in Finance Blue Eyes, Man in Finance Ryos Mix, Man in Finance 6'5". Now, the one with David Guetta has 14.3 million downloads. Man in Finance, the OG one, has 12.5 million. And then down from there, it's like 85,000, 58,000, 68,000. Mm-hmm. So the big ones are David Guetta and then the OG G6
Trust
Fund. Right,
that was the original publication.
Do you get paid off of downloads on Spotify streams?
I should know this. Like, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
But like,
But you don't know, like, the number.
Like, you mean like...
Like you have... Because I always wonder how
much... Do you mean
how
royalties work? I'm pretty
Spotify
sure it's a
royalties.
Cute little penny.
Like, yeah, it's not much. Right?
Like, it's not much.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's like... I don't know. We'll have to... Again, stay tuned to the recap. We'll dive into it. But I think it's like a few thousand bucks per million or something.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
You're 100%
from Spotify.
Right.
So it's, again, it's like pennies on the dollar compared to other things.
Correct.
Got it. Awesome. All right. So when they worked with like a David Guetta, do they come to you and do you have like say on who's allowed to buy it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, those like five remixes that we just dropped with like the TikTok DJs, I was like, I gave permission, of course.
Yeah.
And Guetta, like, what am I going to do? Turn him down?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
I didn't even like believe my manager when she said he was interested. I was like, stop.
Was there anybody you did turn down that like people wouldn't know?
No, but I got into like some little fights with some DJs because it was all happening so fast and like people were playing it live before it was posted to Spotify or Apple Music.
Okay.
And then like they wanted to drop their own versions and I was like, you got to reach out to like my music manager. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know how this works. And they're like, I saw that you're working with David Guetta. Like, never mind. Like, why did you like lead me on? I was like, I'm not leading you on. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Because you have no idea what you're doing. And the second though you have representation, they take over all that, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't handle one more conversation.
Correct. I mean, unless it's like my DMs, but
yeah, but other than that, you're just moving full speed.
Thank God. Like,
this is a wild, wild phenomenon. So I'm very familiar with this whole idea of 15 minutes of fame, right? So go on The Bachelor, people tell me, enjoy the 5 minutes, you're done, it's over. And I was just like, that's fine. Like, if it's over, it's cool. But like, I'm just gonna, like, I'll enjoy what's here while it's here. That was 2018, right? So fast forward 2024, things are still going well. When people come to you and say 15 minutes of fame.
You mean like my TikTok comments?
Your TikTok comments or even people that like just truly care about you, like friends and family, like, hey, like,
so
this might not last. Like, they're not even trying to be rude, they're like seriously just curious. Like, one, I guess, like, what's your overall when someone says that to you, how does it like truly make you feel? And two, the second part would be, what are some of the thoughts you're having of how to prove those people wrong?
Yeah. So I do get a little annoyed, even though like half the time it does come with love from like the people, like the older people in my family.
Sure.
Like, what is, we don't get it. I'm like, you don't really have to get it. Like, it's a big thing.
Welcome to 2024.
Like, Whoopi Goldberg said my name. But no, it's definitely a little annoying, and it does put some added pressure on me to like, okay, like I did this. Where the fuck do I go from here?
Yeah.
What do I do? And then pressure on like my socials and like posting, and you're seeing your 15 minutes is up, and like all I can do is continue being myself and continue like posting kind of like I did before this happened.
Sure, sure.
Because yeah, I mean, I really need to strategize overall.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going into the music industry, so mm-hmm. I'm running with the song for the summer, but like I need to hunker down after the summer. I'm going to start taking acting classes.
Okay.
Improv.
So just get into the entertainment, like just step full force into it.
Yeah, like I prefer to not be full-time influencer. Like okay. I prefer to not, like I don't even.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to sell other people's products.
Okay.
I think I would do really well like improv.
Interesting. Okay. So you wanted to like maybe a little sketch Matt Rife, like a little comedy type thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Female Matt Rife.
Yeah.
The most hated woman on earth. Yeah.
All right. Maybe that's your future. If and when it is, you're coming back on this show. We're going to talk about it. All right. So on May 24th, there's another TikToker, Amanda Lahaff, I believe is how you pronounce it. She posted this. Ooh. I love that Megan has no problem just chirping and going after anybody. But she posted.
She's great. She's great.
She's great. Yeah. Just like Hawk Tui girl. All right. She posted a video warning that even short-term deals can lead to debt and loss of creative control. You quickly dismiss these concerns publicly. You come back with a nice little video talking about your legal representation. Tell me just a little bit about that. Like, did anything she say have any sort of validity whatsoever?
The only thing she said that had validity was that I was paid not $1 million, but a very large amount of money up front that if the label doesn't recoup in the time period, I have no loyalty to them. I don't owe them anything back.
Okay.
So that was wrong when she said like she's in debt right now, which it's not true.
Because you don't, you're
putting, they're the ones now that want to push it.
But you're not putting any money on the table, are you?
No.
Like a self-published book, you got to spend $20,000 to do it. You're not putting any
with the publisher.
Money.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't, that's why I haven't even done merch. I'm being very picky and selfish and I'm trying to not spend.
Okay, got it. So you're saving, you're bringing it
saving.
In. Talk to me about the like, I understand there's the advance and everything. And in your typical social media agent, they're going to take somewhere between, depending on who they are, 10%, 20%. I've heard 25%. So I've heard 30%. Like everyone, it just ranges. Mm-hmm. A book deal is different than a TV deal, which is different than management. Attorney fees are usually 5%, or they charge you hourly. Like it's all over the place. How you have to pay an attorney, so that's 5%, right? And then
I'm paying my attorney hourly, but yes.
Okay, so you pay them hourly. And then UTA takes what, 10%? Okay, and then the label takes...
Are you talking about the music thing right
now? I'm thinking
now?
About like how many hands are in your pocket taking a percentage out.
So everything that has to do with the song and these labels and the publisher, that is only my, I made this clear from the beginning with UTA and with my social media, my manager.
Yeah.
That is only my music management. That's, and my obviously entertainment lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Paid.
Okay.
So that's only them. It's very separate. And I made it clear from the beginning that I want no crossover.
Interesting.
They've obviously communicated about some things, but like right now it's separate.
Yeah.
Yes. People are like, there's a lot of hands, but like when I'm doing my brand deals, that's UTA and that's my manager. When
Got
I'm
it.
Going to Europe with Universal, I'm taking my friend Amanda and my music manager.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Like UTA doesn't get paid off the music portion.
Correct.
They'll get paid off monetizing brand deals for
Correct.
You. Okay. So
and a lot of these like a lot of these brand deals, of course, are asking me to include Man in Finance, but it's not like copyright infringement. Like,
yeah,
it's
exactly. Because like, you,
yeah, of course,
yours.
We can all profit off of it.
Yeah,
it's great.
So how are like you? One thing you'd said like you don't want to be an influencer. You're like I don't want to push other people's brands. How has that side of the business been going? Like, are you seeing a lot of brand deals? Are they substantial amounts of money? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah. So I am, and it's honestly like. I think it's the most fun part of this all because it like really gives me creative freedom to like have fun and try and be organic as possible.
Yeah.
Like with regard to my other posts.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy, but like from the jump, these brands are just like, we just want you to be you. Wow. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll send my idea and they're like, we love it. I'm like, amazing. Easy.
Like, why was I in corporate retail this whole time?
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
So yeah, it's substantial there. It's good. It's all good.
Okay. All right. So that money's coming in and it's coming in pretty good then.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Life is just moving in every single which way. Have you been able to make any money off the creator funds on other social media platforms, not just TikTok?
No, and you know what? But it's not that weird because on Instagram, I don't have that large of following. I did a really bad job of bringing those followers over because I'm not as active on Instagram, which is a whole other story. Don't feel as comfortable on that platform.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Yeah.
I know everyone who follows me on, I mean, now I don't, but I did.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel as comfortable posting my goofy ass shit on where like all my exes are like looking at my shit. And I'm like, but yeah, no.
Interesting. No.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right. Well, what about, so you started your TikTok with these parodies of like dating. You've talked openly about your dating life. Like when you look into your career down the road or like moves, have you been approached by all these? I mean, there's tons of reality show dating shows out there. Have you been approached to be on reality TV at this point? You have.
Yeah.
Can you share what shows?
First of all, I feel like they don't tell you, do they? When they're like, we're filming something special in an island. And...
Well, sometimes they'll give you clues in casting, or like your manager might just be like, I think it's this one.
Yeah.
So they not given you like the full?
Correct. And I, bless their souls, but I never followed up with them just because I'm shocked I haven't said anything like super crazy on here, but like I'm worried about myself. And saying something that'll get me in trouble.
Interesting. Okay, so that whole filter thing is not your forte.
No.
So you think you'd be a villain on a dating show?
Oh my God, that would be awful. Yeah. I don't think I would be a villain, but like, I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
And yeah.
And what?
I don't think I need it. I think I do better meeting people in person.
Has going viral and like becoming an overnight sensation changed like the entirety of your dating life too?
So, funny you ask, I literally have not dated since, I know, and everyone's like, you're so dumb, like, what are you doing?
Are you, is it because you're focused on just working?
I'm literally so focused on, like, making my own money.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, yeah, I feel like a boss-ass bitch now. So, I'm, like, really happy right now, and I'm so lazy, you know my name's Girl on Couch, like, the last thing I want to do at the end of the day is, like, go and ask a man 20 questions and like, and they're always great dates, but then I'm like, meh.
Okay. So it hasn't changed significantly. The Bachelorette is airing right now. I know I will have some of our listeners wanting to know this. Would you ever go on The Bachelorette?
Only if I was The Bachelorette.
So you would just skip, be like, you have to skip and make me the lead. Otherwise I'm not going on it.
Dude, like, yeah, I'm not fighting with, I don't
You're
know if I can
done.
Do that.
You're like, I made it. I am a TikTok star. I am not going to do this bullshit.
I don't even think, yeah. I feel like my favorite reality show is Love Island.
Okay.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's gotcha. Like, yeah, I know. Well, it's taken off right
the downfall
now.
Of
Love
the
Island.
Bachelor, but...
Well, so Love is Blind is too. Like, right. Love is Blind is like right. Totally taken over.
I mean, I would never do Love is Blind though.
All right.
I don't think I would do a reality dating show.
Okay, so reality dating show, not in your future. Comedy, likely. content creation. We'll see. I do want to ask you about this. I mean, there have been, we talk numbers on this podcast, there have been so many people that have done so much with your song, right? Like you have these like crazy analysts that are breaking down the percentage or how many of these people exist, or you have all these other people just doing wild things with a viral sensation. What are some of the craziest things you've seen come from the song other than going to Europe with David Guetta?
I think like Phineas, Billy's brother, Oscar winner, Grammy winner.
Yeah.
Like making his own version and see, I think seeing all of the companies like make it their own. I think the song is just, or what the song, the four words or whatever. It's so marketable that like literally anything can be made into that beat or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think just seeing all the companies like make it their own, the different companies make it their own, and like, I don't know, seeing Alex Cooper like dance to it, it's like fucking insane.
It's nuts. Do you want to try and create another version of this? Or are you like, there's no way to reinvent this wheel?
So like, I'm a realist.
Okay.
The sequel is never as good as the original.
Okay, so you're not going for
and
a sequel.
And I'm so scared. Like, imagine I like wrote something and everyone's like, this sucks. Like, I think I'm content being a one-hit wonder.
Okay. So you're like, I am one-hit wonder. See what happens. With David Guetta, the first thing I'm thinking about is you're going to Europe. He'll be performing. I'm curious like what that looks like. Before I get into that, though, you know, when people go on reality shows, a lot of the time they get off. And then like the like lowest hanging fruit to grab and the quickest ones are like cash deals to do bar appearances and stuff. Obviously, you're doing an appearance with David Guetta in Europe. We'll get into that. But have you got any of these bar deal cash grabs? Interesting.
No.
I'm surprised by that.
You are?
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, no.
I would think they would do like, you know, whatever, a few thousand bucks, show up, do your song,
that'd
and leave
be fucking
real quick,
sick.
Cash. Oh, yeah.
I'm so in bars.
Wait,
bars.
Wow. I'm shocked by that. Okay. Interesting. Now, with this whole David Guetta Europe thing, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, how's this
so,
work?
So, I met Daddy Guetta in Vegas.
Yeah.
like a month ago, I think.
What'd you call him?
Daddy Guetta.
Daddy Guetta.
I say it to his face. It's our little inside joke.
Gotcha.
Like, we just goof around.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, met him in Vegas, was obviously so nervous. He's a legend. Like, you just don't know if you're going to click with someone or not. Like,
yeah.
Even as a friend, like whatever.
Yeah. Totally.
He was like the nicest, most loving man, laughed at everything I said, which like gave me the confidence to like get on stage with him in Vegas. We filmed some content before he was due to perform. I walked in the venue with him, was like right behind him the entire time. He turned around, gave me a wink and was like, yeah, I'm playing you next. Got on stage and literally, okay, I keep saying I blacked out. I wasn't like drunk.
Yeah.
I blacked out from like excitement.
Just the high of it all.
I like don't remember being up there, but I remember loving it.
Yeah, you were just in it.
It was yummy.
Like, okay, but do you, like when you get up there, like, so when you go to Europe, obviously you're going to be there when he does your song.
Yeah.
But do you, like, this is different. Like, do you get up, do you sing it? Do you just dance? Do
so,
you crowd surf?
Yeah,
like,
it's so funny.
This
so they
is
gave
just
me
different.
A mic and I literally was like, yeah. Woo! Finance. Finance. But they'll give me a mic. I'll do the same. I'm not singing my lyrics. Like, first of all, I'm speaking in the video. It's really just me speaking.
Yeah.
But I just like, thank God I have rhythm and can dance a little.
Yeah.
And I'm just like feeling like a DJ.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, okay. You're laughing too because
it's
like
joke.
It's all it's ridiculous, right? Like, you're not
like
a songwriter.
I'm literally, I'm the laziest person. I don't even rage anymore. I raged in like high school.
It's the craziest shit I've ever heard. Like, you create a song, but you're not a songwriter. You're up with David Guetta, so you have to be there to sing your song, but you don't sing. You don't know how to sing.
No, like,
and you're
I can
just
totally
like up
sing.
There.
Okay, but like as a joke.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. The whole thing is, why has there ever, like, being through this now, has there ever been anything like this before? There's nothing to compare this to in the world.
Nothing. And like, my cousin told me the other day that she was in an exercise class and they played my song in the exercise class, and the woman teaching the class said she was my cousin. She was like, have you ever heard of her? And I was like, no. Who is this woman? So it's just like,
holy
people coming
shit
out of the woodwork, bro.
All over, left, right, and center. Who, have you had anyone like a big actor, actress,
yeah,
or someone you've been like just completely blown away that they stopped you or that they knew you or they DM'd you or
yeah,
something
David
like that?
Yeah, David Spade.
Wow, that's cool.
So random.
Where did he message you, or did you run into him?
No,
you and David Spade just buddies now?
DM'd, yeah. Both signed to UTA. We are kin.
I'm wondering if, like, you know, you see this, not to bring her up, but Haley, the Hawk Tua girl,
and yourself.
I hate to bring it up, but then you see what's happened with you, and it's very different, totally different.
But it's also similar.
But there's some similarities, and what was like 5-10 years ago, going on reality TV is like the only way for a normie to like make it out in this space. It feels like this is the trend. Like when someone sit back at home hearing this, do you suggest they get on TikTok and just start doing stuff? Do you think this is the new trend of how people become famous?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. Like, I think that we all, like every human sits at home and comes up with these dumbass ideas or monologues or whatever it is inside their head.
Yeah.
And I think like it doesn't hurt to like post whatever you're thinking and not caring. And like, if that's something that someone's interested in, then like post away, like post as much as possible.
Just keep rifling.
Because like, yeah, I didn't even think it was going to be a trend. I thought like it was just going to be because there's a huge difference between a trend and like a viral video.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally, you know? Different. Yeah. Trend and a viral video pops. A trend is when everyone and their motherfucker is
right, like,
copying and pasting
right,
and repeating.
Not to bring her up again, but I feel like Hawk Tua, is that a trend? I guess it is a trend.
Yeah. Well,
now everyone's saying it.
It's not really a trend.
I don't know.
It's trending.
But it's a huge viral moment. And
yeah.
Same with mine. But like, it was just like the fact that I think like thousands of DJs on TikTok were just posting their versions. I haven't seen all of them. Like, it's impossible.
I feel like yours is so much more monetizable than hers, though.
She should be making bank, getting that merch out there, though.
And she's selling the merch, right?
I don't think so yet.
Oh, she's not? If she's not, she should. Well, again, in the recap, stay tuned. I'll look this up and I'll get back to you on this.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you had to, because I was going to ask yourself, I'm going to frame this question in 2 ways. Knowing what you know now, because you had 17 days. There you go. You got it. 17 days, you get signed, you quit your job. You see what's happening because you brought up Hawk to a girl, Haley, again. What is one thing you would tell, like if she was in the room right now and you're like, hey, I've been there. I've done that 3 months ago. You should know this. What would you tell her?
Oh my God. I don't know. I think I'd say get some social media accounts up, girl.
Yeah, she doesn't even have any.
Like,
you
that's
can't
the
find
first
her.
Order of business.
Yeah. I've seen her on the Brianna Chicken Fry, and then I saw her
killed
on
it.
Zach Bryan, and that was it. Other than that,
which
okay.
Was sick.
First
yeah.
Order of business, that's for her. I'm gonna pose the same question to you. You go back in time, you had to move quick, you had to move fast. Sounds like you did a fucking shit ton of stuff right. Like copywriting, day 2, UTA, label in 17 days, quit. What is one thing you would have done differently with the whole business side of it?
I think like trusting my own gut and like realizing that like I'm an adult now and like I look up to my parents so much, but like I think like now that I'm older, I'm getting my MBA. I think like listening more to like the things that I want to do. Like for example, actually no, I'm not gonna say that. Just like
I'm
listening
so
to
curious
I know,
what it was.
I can tell you like offline. But like listening to my own intuition because it worked the first time with the video going viral. So like and also like being confident in my decisions. Cause sometimes I'll make a decision and I'm like, well, do I really want to do that? And, so I just think like backing myself.
Okay.
I feel like I surrounded myself with like the best people I could possibly find. But I also think like maybe rushing into it in the long run will not be the best for me. Like who knows? Like
Yeah, so that's like an answer. You could probably answer that question better in like a year from now, it sounds like.
Correct.
Do you
for sure.
I remember the first time like off the batch, 2018, you get off and you start for the first time ever, you got people that are like clapping back at you, right? And you're just like, it's like, what the fuck? And then you like, I've gone through a long journey of like kind of training myself. And, you know, even today I'll hear people say things that are completely untrue or mislabeled, I instantly want to jump on the mic and I want to clear up the air. But that's not always the best case for many, many reasons. That's something I've had to work a long time at. Do you struggle with that at all? Because you have so much love, but you also have so much fucking noise coming at you.
Of course I struggle. I'm not like superhuman.
Yeah. You don't seem like, I don't know if it's a front. You don't seem like fazed
by it. I think that I'm like a very nonchalant person.
Yeah.
I'm like, not crippling. I have anxiety. I take medication. Yeah. I have depression. I go to a therapist. Like, yeah. I'm very...
logical.
Yeah.
You're like a finance
like,
bro.
I help myself. I help myself. So I like, I see the hate.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, yes, great. But I have a huge following.
Yeah. So like there, whatever.
I like weigh the pros and cons. And like, sometimes, yeah, it gets to me. I see one bad comment and I delete a video.
Okay, got it.
But the clapping back, like, I don't know, unless I'm like speaking in an accent and like not being myself, like I did with that other girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I just let him go. I don't think I need to like address every rumor, everything.
Okay, that's good. Do you think, is there any world in which you go back to that corporate retail job?
No.
No.
Love you outer stuff, but no.
Not happening.
No, like if anything I can like, I'll like open my own marketing firm, which I don't want to do, but like that would be cool.
But you could do that. I like that. All right, sweet. And then give me a prediction. Crystal ball's in front of you. Let's say, it's always tough to do this. So just give me your best shot.
Okay.
5 years from now. You're like, what the
fuck? Hopefully you're a steady boyfriend.
Yeah, 5 years from now, what is like your professional world? Tell me how you see it. How do you see it? Manifest
it.
What does it look like?
Working at SNL. Living in a sick ass apartment paid for entirely by moi.
Yep.
In Soho. Amazing closet. And just making people laugh. And maybe like my own Netflix special or something.
I love. So you're going into comedy then?
Comedy
is the direction it looks like. She's going into comedy. The last thing I had on my notes, I think I know the answer, but from like it's very fair to say, especially when you consider brand deals. In an annual basis, from the day that the song was released, from 1 year from then, you will definitely gross over seven figures. You will make over $1 million in gross revenue from that one TikTok within a 1 year period, no doubt about
it.
You did not expect that when you posted that video.
No, of course not. I would have done my hair.
It's a crazy world we live in. You see some of these, like, they have like $1 million listing in all these shows, and they're telling all the kids now, like, it's not what it was.
Are you watching Owning?
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally just binging that before.
Yeah.
They're like, they have a podcast studio in their real estate office.
Right. It's like, that's
it's
what they're doing.
A whole new thing. Yeah. They're like, we're selling to influencers.
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah, blah.
Because like you think about, actually, you think 6'5" finance guy is going to be your next guy to buy that beautiful place. And it's not.
It's
going to be someone like you that just overnight. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, so someone like me who's a little bit more traditional and stuff, it's hard to see. And a lot of my listeners who are millennials are going to just hear this and it's just going to be incomprehensible to them. So,
I mean, like, listen, I used to see random girls go viral on the internet and I was like,
yeah.
So envious. I was like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
That's like a misconception. Like I was on TikTok for 4 years before like this happened.
Right. Exactly.
Before being discovered.
Yeah. Well, I will say this because like, especially as a talent manager, when I saw the video, I went down and looked at other videos of yours to say, is it lucky or is there talent? And like, and I'm not saying because you're here. I was like, there's talent. You're like, you do funny shit. It's like you have engagement. You're
right,
original.
But there's also luck. I'm
like,
blonde.
There's
I'm,
luck too.
I'm,
like, yeah.
Yeah, like,
but there's like a lot. There's definitely a lot of these things.
It's like the perfect storm.
Luck occurs, but there's also, you've been doing it for 4 years and there was you've had some pretty damn good content. So I'll end with this before we get your trading secret. What advice do you have? Like for anyone out there that is in that 9-to-5 still, that doesn't want to be, that thinks they could hit it big or do something different.
Yeah.
What's the biggest tip you would give those people listening right now?
The biggest tip I would give is don't leave a comfortable position until you are making money elsewhere or until you have a backup. Because like for so long, I was like, I should just quit my job.
Yep.
And like, then I'll have all this time to like look for another job. But I think it was like, the way that it happened, I was still had a comfortable job I stuck to my gut. I was like, I'll see if this goes anywhere. A week later, I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
So I think like just making sure you're being smart about it. You're not rushing into things. You're not like always like moving with your gut feeling, and you're thinking smart about next steps and not like, I'm gonna follow my passion. Like, yes, it sounds amazing, mm-hmm. but like you gotta have a plan.
I like it. Have a plan. And I think that was my biggest question, because I saw when you quit your job so fast, I was like, how? I see how these payments come in. There's no way.
No,
and to
yeah.
see that you had the advance of royalty, it's genius. You waited for that to happen.
I signed it deal. And I was like, it's more than my salary. Blah, blah.
See you later. I'm never coming back. All right, Megan, we got to wrap with one trading secret. So it's a tip that you just can't get from anyone else other than you. You can't learn it from a professor in school, a YouTuber, TikTok tutorial, something that is very unique to your wildly fast success. And it's a trading secret yeah. that only can come from your experience. What do you got?
I think like if you are single and you're in New York City, stop looking for a man in finance and be your own woman in finance or your man in finance, whatever you want. But I think like people need to bank more on themselves and be independent.
I like
and
that.
Like I know my whole song is like a joke about finding a perfect man, but yeah. like no, dude.
Yeah.
Do it yourself.
I like it. Well, especially
easier said than done, but like
easier said than done. But I think what's cool is this song, which has changed the whole trajectory of your life and your finances, was all stemmed from a parody of people trying to look for exactly what you're singing yeah. about, facetiously making yeah. fun of it.
It's
like that's
like,
kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like also, like be smart about your money. Half my money is in a money market account right now. I have yeah. an LLC now. But like it's legit. Like you yeah. And continue education.
Yeah. I like that.
I think that's why it went viral. I think I like internally took everything I was learning in my business course and like yeah. put it into that video or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the apartment guy recorded with him, and he talked about how still to this day, every day at night, he does something for what he just calls continuing education. So whether it's like researching other creators, or he does acting class or comedy class, or like
reading
he'll
case studies,
yeah,
whatever
case
it
studies.
Is.
He's
yeah.
like, I always like continuing education is what will continue. It's, no matter like yeah. what you do, it'll yeah. continue to make you yeah. do well. And the last thing I got for you with the trading secret about your money market. So I assume one thing you focus on is just taking, like you've recognized this money came in, it came in quick. Who knows what will happen, but you've been pretty good about not spending much. Is that
yeah.
what you're implying?
Mm-hmm.
Got
I've
it.
Like, yeah, I've always been good at knowing my limits. And yeah, I'm not like going and buying a car right now. That's
yeah.
for damn sure.
Good stuff.
Well, invest.
And the biggest thing with people that get money quick from something like this, be prepared for taxes. Because like they will call hey, the taxes. Talk to your CPA. All right, Megan, if people listening to this are not following you and they want to follow everything you're doing, where can they find all things Megan Bonney?
Yeah. Instagram @Megan_Bonney, B-O-N-I. TikTok @girl_on_couch.
Okay.
Girl on couch. No the. Just girl on the couch.
That's a fake.
Oh, wait,
account.
No.
The is a fake account.
Yeah, it's a fake account.
Yeah. And then on IG, it's just Megan Bonney,
underscore
right?
You said Bonney, that. Yeah.
Underscore Bonney. All right, guys. Go check her out. We're excited to see what happens. We'll probably have to have you back in a year and then 5 years, see what you're doing with all this newfound fame.
It's going to have to happen.
It's going to have to happen. And you know what? We also might have to, what would be fun is if we did we'll have to figure out like with the 6'5" dating a man in finance, it'd be fun to try and set you up with someone.
Dude.
In New York City.
Film the date.
Film it. Get it going. I'll have Kat and I will screen them all to like, yeah, that would be so funny. Who knows? We'll see what we could do. Do our own version of The Bachelorette and you'll instantly be the lead. But Megan, thank you so much
for
coming on
me.
Trading Secrets.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ding, ding, ding. We are closing in the bell with the one and only, the Curious Canadian. Interesting, man. We got a lot. I'm glad you're here because we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of moving parts here. Wild episode. So much to learn from one video with Girl on the Couch. David, I know your thoughts got to be running. Before I turn it over to you, if you guys haven't given us 5 stars, please subscribe to this podcast. Give us 5 stars. Like us on YouTube. Give us a comment. Subscribe on YouTube. But David, Girl on the Couch, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking a lot of things, Jay. I mean, I feel like this is kind of my topic. This is a little bit niche to me. I'm scrolling on the TikTok machine all the time. These things are popping up. I'm seeing them. Some of them turn viral. Some of them you never think of again. But Jay, here's what we're going to do today and moving forward too. Okay.
Sure.
We're going to recap, but we're not necessarily going to recap maybe like we used to in our OG days where we're regurgitating a lot of the stuff in the episode. You know, we're going to start leaning towards recapping the topic instead of necessarily the stats. And when you talk about this topic, we're going to recap the topic of virality in 2024. And I think you can relate to this. So the way that I'm going to start it off is this, okay? Mm-hmm. You're now the elder statesman. You're 6 years into this world. I think that you did it, I'm going to say, even though it sounds messed up to say, you did it the hard way. You went on a show. It was a dating show. It was popular. You beat out 30 guys to get to 3. And then you got kicked in the real world. You're debating job. You're debating, you know, showing up to a bar and making 5K. And you had to quit your job and you're still grinding. You're grinding it out to get the socials up, to keep the brand deals, to make sure that you're relevant. And you're doing a hell of a job. And here comes Girl on the Couch. And here comes Hawktua. And we'll get to Hawktua later. But these people are one and done videos. They're matching and superseding your some of your socials. They're bringing in massive numbers. How does it feel? Do you feel like you're the old man on the doorstep shaking your fist at all the youngsters coming up? Or how does it feel to be shared in the same space with them with how they got there? That's my main question when I think about this episode.
It's a great question. It's one I haven't like thought about it, honestly. Like this is the first, I gotta be honest, I have never thought about this question ever. So this is the first time I'm thinking about it. I think one of the healthiest things you got to do in this space is really not look left and right because it'll totally screw you up because everyone has their own journey. But the fact that now it could be one video, just like one moment in time, right? You think about Hawktua. She's drunk on the street, does an interview that's 10 seconds. That will change her life for the rest of her life. Think about Girl on a Couch. She's in the shower. She comes up with some lyrics. She comes out of the shower. Her hair's still wet, and she just starts singing it. Changed her life forever. So that is what's so different today. But I don't know. I guess when you put it like that, party is like, I guess that's a little discouraging. But I also know, man, listen, I talk about it on this podcast all the time. What you're seeing with following does not translate to how the dollars are spent, where they're spent. I've even talked about this in the Bachelor franchise. Like there are certain people in the Bachelor franchise that are held at like a certain hierarchy. For example, like if you're a lead in the Bachelor franchise, you're always seen as like above cast. But I know a lot of cast that their followings are less than leads, but they make a ton more because of the power of their brand. So I guess the best thing to do is just stay in your lane. That's what I try to do. But it's fucking nuts. It's insane.
What surprises you more? This is near and dear to your heart. You own a talent agency. You do your own market research. You got two unique examples. So what things surprise you more here? You got Girl on Couch who said from a year from the release date of that 14-second video, she's going to make 7 figures. Okay, that's fact. She's probably even close to that right now. And then you got Hawktua, a 5-second video, and she's amassed over 3.4 million followers on Instagram and TikTok since it happened. That's 3x your socials, and you've been in the game for 6 years. When you just look at that, what's more surprising to you?
Dude, honestly, 7 figures off the song, great, like cool. The fact that she's amassed between TikTok and Instagram over 3 million followers from having a 10 second, I can't even talk, interview saying Hawktua spit on that thing is the most fucking mind-boggling thing I've ever heard. Like, it's what?
It's got to be one of the most viral moments that we've seen in recent memory. I mean, you think about like Gypsy Rose and how big that blew up. And you think about some of these other like viral things that have come along the airwaves. I mean, it was one of the most viral things for a week. And everyone was all over her because she didn't put out any socials. She had no socials for, I think it was like 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks after that she was going viral. There were so many fake accounts. You know, as a number, I would love to know how much money was made off people impersonating Hawktua, making money off merch, Hawktua 2024, all those things where Girl on Couch has her dad who copyrights it 2 days after the video goes out. Thank God for that. I would love to know how much money got made off that merchandise. I guess another question as I think about it, and these two people who are stepping in this foot, how stressful must it be for them to figure out what is next, right? They've both quit their jobs. They're both in this full time. Give our listeners some opinion of being in their shoes. How hard is it to figure out what is next and what is the path? Yeah, you have the following. Great. What do you do with it? Yeah, you made a song. You're going to make 7 figures off it. You quit your job. What are you going
to
do with it?
You have to figure out deep down why, like if I was managing them, I'd be like, why are people following you? Why? Because David, if I pull up my stats on Instagram, last 90 days, I reached 3.5 million accounts, made over 133.6 million impressions. And you think about the percentage of these impressions in accounts reached that actually hit the follow button. It's very low. That's standard though. Like I see numbers from all accounts. The amount of people that will hit the follow button is low. For Hawk Tua, she needs to dig deep. Like why the fuck are 3.2 million humans hitting follow? Figure that out and step into that. But I think it's going to be tough because they're going to have to really figure out how do you take this jumping block and keep people interested? And so the only way you could do it is, I think, tap into your authentic self and see if people will gravitate and stick to that. But it'll be tough. But at the end of the day here, and I'll end with this, David. If you put up numbers, you will make a shit ton of money in this industry, period. So it could be a Hawk Tua interview, but if she continues to post and she's putting up numbers, her life will change from social media, just like brands that use commercials on TV shows. If those shows put up numbers, they pay more for the exposure.
Yeah, I mean, Hawk 2 has got 12 videos on TikTok. They're averaging about 6.5 million views. She was 3 weeks late even getting a TikTok, and she's still putting up numbers. Let's put into business terms, short and long. You got a short or long Hawk 2 and girl on couch. What's your position in both of them? Look, that's a full circle question right there. A little business, a little short, long, a little stock market talk. We're trading here. This is Trading Secrets.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, girl on couch, she's been in the game for a little bit. And she, like I said in the thing, I've seen her content. It's pretty funny. So I think she's got another shot to put something else together that could go pretty viral. I could see her getting into stand-up comedy and having a long run. So I would put some chips on her long game. Hawk Tua, just in preparation for this, I saw some of her like normal videos. I don't.
It's like, what am I watching? Why am I watching this?
I don't get it. I'm like, you know, there's some people you watch, like you look at, you know, like Alex Earl when Alex Earl started, right? Like you get it. Like you get, you know, like you're watching the videos and you're like, I get why people are like engaged to what she's saying and how she's saying it. Or, I mean, there's a million of them, right? And Kat's one of them. Like I get it, right? She's so talented. She's so relatable. She's beautiful. She's fun. Like I understand. I don't get it.
I think I'm with you on that. If she doesn't do her own like girl on the street version of like how she got famous and trying to get reactions out of people or maybe slogans, or she's got, I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling your position. Girl on coach. She clearly has some work ethic to her. I think she actually is pretty understanding of what she wants to be. I don't think she wants to be overly big. Like she definitely didn't want to be a musical artist. She definitely doesn't want to be an influencer. She wants to work on SNL. She wants to be in the parody game. She wants to make funny videos. She wants to laugh at herself. She definitely has a pretty good understanding what she is. And that's why I think longevity wise, I would bet on her. The overall interview in the podcast I thought was great. To be honest, I was like rolling my eyes when it was like, okay, I know what she was on for and I don't know what I'm going to get out of this. I actually ended up getting a lot out of it. Learned a little bit about the music industry, learned a little bit about the copywriting. And I thought that she had some really good advice along the way. So overall, I thought it was a really, really good interview. Definitely left me surprised and definitely left me moving to want to continue to be engaged in her content, which is should be the goal for her coming on podcasts like this.
Okay, first of all, let me take a step back. For those people listening saying like, where are you guys going with this conversation? Or I know we've even had some feedback in our focus group. People talked about having too many like reality stars on. So we're trying to change concepts and that's coming. But this is not reality stars, right? This is not influencer. This is 2024. Welcome to the game, right? Two people
ordinary humans just living their lives, working 9 to 5s. One's a teacher, one's in corporate retail. And within 60 seconds, their life changes. This is different. This impacts anyone. Anyone listening to this might have this happen to them. That's the world we're living in now. Now, going back to Hawk Tua, the one thing you can't deny, though, is the numbers. She's putting up crazy numbers. It reminds me a little bit of Bobby. If you know Bobby, yes. Like she's known for her awkwardness. And you look and you're like, you know, like, what are you doing? But you can't stop looking. And that's why she does so well. And she puts up numbers. And so I think if Hawk Tua keeps putting up numbers, she will have a very, 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 you know, multi-million dollar career off this from one interview on the drunk streets of Broadway, Nashville, Tennessee.
And like you said, this is reality now. We've already came up with the stats of 89% of kids in elementary schools are saying that they want to be an influencer when they grow up. Like, this is as relevant into what our lives are being, like it or not, as us having a retirement specialist on. It is just an industry that is in front of our faces, that is a consumer-based industry of people that just get locked laser eyes on viral moments and viral people, and whether they stick with them or not is always going to be a case study for as long as we live, and it probably has been for longer than we even know. It's just happening quicker and faster with more dollars and more avenues to make money than ever before.
I got one question for you we'll end with, yeah. And I couldn't agree more. In the next year, 1 year from now, you and I are podcasting. Do you think we see a viral moment like we did with Hawk Tua, that or Girl on the Couch, that they'll make 7 figures from one video, and or within 60 days of one video that they have a moment, they'll have 3.5 million followers? Do you think we'll see that again in the next year?
I think we'll see 5 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. I think we'll see 5. I just think with where the world is, you got an election year coming up, which is going to bring out all kind of just like people engaged in phones, yeah, and medias and things like that. I just think that this is the way of the world. I mean, Girl on Couch and Hawk Tua are they unicorns? I don't know. 2 unicorns happening within 2 weeks of each other, and we're both talking about them today. Like, I just think that you will have at least a half dozen in the next year of people that we see that we had no clue about anything, who they were, what they did, where they live, that come up on our phones, that come up on our, I don't know, maybe our TVs, that you and I are talking about, that our podcast team's talking about, whether we get them on the podcast or not, it's going to be like, holy shit, we have to get that person on. We have to find more about it, because we're just so, how the hell are we talking about them?
It's wild. It's a wild world we live in. And if you're listening to this still, you too live in it. And this is not, again, not reality TV. This is our reality. It's crazy. What the answer is, I don't know. I think the answer is, care less about what people think. If you got something to say, say it. If you're thinking about posting something, post it. I don't know. That's where I think I'll just leave this conversation. We had some big numbers spewed here by a Girl on a Couch. We had some great clips. She was a great guest. I enjoyed her energy. I think she kept it real. And yeah, that's all I got. And I appreciate Megan, you coming on and talking all about this journey and what it's been for you. David, anything before we wrap?
Nothing. No, I'm gonna click the follow button though. I'm curious to see what she comes up with, and curious to see how she navigates this. So I don't think this will be the last that we hear from her. But it was a refreshing take on learning a little bit more about her story and how she got there and how she's capitalizing from it. I loved it.
I'm gonna, you know what? I have clicked the follow button on Girl on Couch, and will continue to follow her. I will not click the follow button yet on Hawk Tua. If Hawk Tua comes on the show, I'll click the follow button. But she's gotta earn that. I'm not gonna be one of those 3.2 million that just fall in her lap.
No.
I might need to say shit.
Yeah, no, not that she does, but I might need to stick bachelor data on her and put her in the pop culture data. Just send us weekly updates so we can just see what's going on.
I'll tell you this much. Bachelor data, I don't think she would ever expose it. But you know how she's an analytic person. She knows all the people, every person that buys followers and or does those giveaways. She has a tracking system, so she could instantly tell like if they're legit or not. Now, companies already know that. Like, if I do a brand deal, they already have technology to know. Like, we see his engagement, we see his numbers. It connects to his, it connects to what he's doing. Actually, Dr. Shaw, one of the biggest
It's great. It's great feedback. One of the biggest dermatology skin influencers in the world, like next to Hailey Bieber, he saw some of my stats when I went into his office, and he's like, dude, those are some of the biggest stats I've seen from someone of your size. So the engagement things matter. Numbers don't lie. Sometimes follower accounts do lie. And yeah, man, I don't know. We'll see. That's all I got.
That's it. I would love to be in a nightclub listening to David Guetta, 6'5", Blue Eyes Finest Trust Fund with you one day. But until then, we'll just have her on and recap it and dream of previous days in our lifetime.
If you have any new songs we should come up with, let me know. We can put them out there.
Yeah, we should just try.
Wait, dude, think about this. All right, last comment. Think about how many, you know, we've had writers on, we've had musicians on. Like, think about how many writers in their entire life have written for decades and not even come close to making seven figures. It's unbelievable.
Think about people who are going to listen to this, be like, you have Universal and you have the biggest people trying to sign her as a musical artist. She's like, no. It's like you said, people legitimately sell their soul to be a musical artist. Like, that is a thing. And she's just here being like, no, I'm good. It's fascinating.
Incomprehensible.
It's absolutely fascinating.
It's incomprehensible, but it must be comprehensible to all of us because it's not going anywhere and it's here to stay. So as long as it's happening, David, you and I will talk about it. And on that note, let's wrap it up. You got anything before we wrap?
No, wrap it up. Let's have a great week here, people. It's a great week. Sun's still shining. It's still summer. Let's get
and
after
it's
it.
It's a great day to be alive. Next week, we got Kerry Walsh coming on, a famous Olympian, one of the best Olympic sand volleyball players we have ever seen for Team USA. She's talking all the dollars and cents behind Summer Olympics. That one you can't afford to miss. We will see you next week. Make sure to follow, subscribe, throw a review up there for us, 5 stars. And again, we hope this was an episode you couldn't afford to miss.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.